Welcome to the Relationship and Wellness Podcast with Nicola Beer. Nicola runs transformational breakthrough programs for individuals and couples and has several award-winning audio programs. She also runs a holistic life therapist certification program where you can get paid to guide clients to profound change and work from the comfort of your own home. For details, visit www.nicolabeer.com today. Please note, places are limited and are available on first-come, first-served basis.
Hi and welcome. So happy you're here. I'm going to be talking about why orgasms are so important in our sexual pleasure and the benefits of having an orgasm. To increase your desire and motivation to make your sex life even more pleasurable for yourself and your partner. That's the reason behind this, and also because a lot of people find it a very difficult topic to talk about, and if that's you and your partner, I hope that by creating the first episode that I did the week before and this one, it's going to help you to be able to talk about your sex life so that you can really make this part of your relationship amazing. Orgasms are a sign that you have reached the pinnacle of your sexual pleasure and release feel-good hormones, endorphins, that leave you feeling pretty darn good and relaxed. And for some people, they may also make you feel sleepy. In addition to the rush of endorphins, there are many benefits to having sex and orgasms, such as reduced of prostate cancer. Orgasms help to release toxins from the body and helps promote healthy prostate functioning. It regulates the menstrual cycle. Studies carried out by Stanford and Columbia Universities found that women who were having sex at least once a week had more regular cycles than those who didn't have sex. Pain relief. Orgasms can relieve pain, including menstrual cramps and headaches. Better sleep. As I mentioned earlier, orgasms leave you feeling so relaxed and can increase the chances of falling into a deeper sleep. Improved immune system. Stress weakens your immunity, so a stress reliever like orgasms can have a positive impact on your immune system because of the release of the endorphins. Great. Who doesn't want to boost their immune system at this time? Anti-aging. I spoke briefly about anti-aging in the other episode. The anti-aging benefits to having sex are massive because it increases our hormone levels, which often naturally drop off in age. And the more sex you have, the more it increases the DHEA hormone level, which can act as an anti-aging process. Increases life expectancy. Can you believe? A study was carried out over a 10-year period to research the link between the number of orgasms and mortality rates in men. Results found that men who had at least 2 orgasms a week had reduced their risk of mortality by 50%. Compared to those who didn't have frequent orgasms. It also improves skin. There are many benefits that orgasms can have on your skin. The improved circulation, because of the orgasm, can make your skin glow, look rosy and bright. The rush of blood also increases oxygen levels, which supports the production of collagen, giving you a more youthful and fresher look. It also stimulates your brain. Research conducted on women who masturbated while in an MRI machine monitored the flow of blood to the brain. Some of these studies, I can't believe they've done, but fair play, great research. And basically, they found that when women orgasmed, it increased the blood flow to all parts of the brain, which also increased the absorption of nutrients and oxygenation along with it. So, more oxygen goes to the brain, the more you're going to absorb nutrients during an orgasm because of the blood flow to the brain. Pretty amazing, right? And finally, of course, it's a form of exercise. Think about how hot and sweaty you may get during and after sex. And this shows you how much energy that perhaps you're using during sex. And this can count as a form of exercise. It burns calories. And of course, the more you experiment, the more sex you have, the more it's going to become a type of exercise for you, maybe. So now we've discussed the benefits of good sex and orgasms. I'm now going to share a few more tips on how to increase the eroticism and excitement in your sex life. A little effort goes a long way. As I discussed earlier, it can be easy to give up having sex because you're not in the mood, or it takes too much effort. But it doesn't have to be that tiresome. Sometimes the best sexual experiences are nurturing, and by that I mean slow, gentle, caring sex. If you really don't have high energy, it doesn't have to be a workout. It can be sensual and caring, slow and nurturing. And of course, spontaneous or experimental sex is also great. Not planning anything over the top, being in the moment, making a move on your spouse when you both least expect it, can be that little bit of effort to add a whole lot more spice into your relationship. And the more you do this, the more you'll enjoy the intimacy, and the more you'll find yourself wanting to have sex. So what effort could you take today? What effort could you put in to your sex life this week? It's so much fun to try new things. A couple who I'd worked with who'd been married for 7 years felt that they were getting bored in the bedroom. They always initiated sex in the same way, in the same bed, in the same position. And although they were both open to trying new things, they didn't know how to bring it up. So during one of our sessions together, I suggested sharing their fantasies and listening to the hypnotherapies to become more confident in themselves. And then they started taking action to incorporate those fantasies into their sex life. Another couple I worked with, I suggested because they felt that their sex life was being limited because their children were 8 and 10 years old and them being in the house and that they could walk in at any moment, to go to a hotel once a month, take their own champagne, wine, get a nice hotel room with a jacuzzi or a big bath, and just be as loud as they want. And then they bring back that passionate wild sex into the house, or to arrange a babysitter when they're at home to just do some things to make things better. I've also mentioned role play in the previous podcast. Dressing up into different characters and reenacting storylines can get your blood pumping, and it adds something new or naughty or different or exciting. Take it in turns to do each other's ideas so that you're both feeling satisfied and fulfilled sexually. And women can add self-pleasure whilst having sex with a partner. This can help women reach an orgasm that may not be possible for them during penetration, may not be possible for the man to help them with. Of course, it is in the mind, that's why the hypnotherapy really works, to help them let go and to have it happen during sex. But if it doesn't, then yeah, having pleasure before, during, to make sure that you both have an orgasm every time you have sex is the ideal. And remembering that the best sex for men, most men anyway, according to studies and definitely what I've seen in my work, is that they just want their woman to enjoy themselves. They want to see their woman having loads of pleasure, really, really happy, pleased by them. They want to see her having multiple orgasms and having a great sexual response. So ensuring that you both have pleasure is key. And then mystery. Another thing you can explore is increasing the sexual tension by using mystery. There's something so attractive and sensual about being a little mysterious. Even though your partner has seen you naked before, if you sent them perhaps a photo of you whilst you're out of the house or they're out of the house, that's slightly revealing, not fully nude, it can build the sexual tension. It gets the imagination going. They may even reciprocate whilst they're out in a secretive way. Many couples share with me at the beginning of their relationship that they enjoyed sexting, and this stopped. So sexting and sharing photos that are not too revealing can help the sexual chemistry build. People think that a fully naked body is what turns someone on, and actually this is false. Nudist beaches are the less erotic place, according to what I've heard. It's not about being naked, it's about the mystery. It's about covering parts up. It's about the tension. And you may also want to treat yourself to get some new underwear to make you feel more alive, to increase the passion as well. Getting something new for each other. Sexting throughout the day can often lead to great sex as soon as you walk in the door. Build up is important, whether it's virtual or with love and affection physically in the home. Some people, some couples, they don't do any build up And if there's no build-up, then the sex can be a little bit routine. And if you don't have an emotional connection, of course, you need to have a good emotional connection for so many people. Over 80% of people can't have sex if they're feeling angry or annoyed or irritated at their partner. If they're feeling unloved, uncared for, it just doesn't work. So it is important to make sure that you're also working on your emotional connection, on being there for one another, which of course is what my whole relationship program focuses on. So recognizing that if your sex life has become dull or a chore or routine, it doesn't have to stay that way. It doesn't mean that that is how it's going to be for the rest of your time together. Recognizing that you want change is a great first step because it means you can take action together. And just as I've already mentioned, when people say I'm too tired for sex, remembering that the average sex lasts about 5 to 13 minutes. So surely you can't be that tired to not give something less than 15 minutes. It's always often a mental block, not the physical tiredness. So exploring the mental block, is it a block in the relationship? Have they done things to become less attractive to you emotionally? Have they done things where they're less attractive to you physically? Are you able to have a peaceful, open-hearted conversation about those things to enhance your relationship? Making change is all about taking action. For some, it's talking. But talking without actions does nothing either. So it's whatever you do, it's important to get in some actions. Those that I work with, I give them my sex book reading list and they can choose what books work for them. Educating yourself, experimenting with new things can really reignite the passion. I know that there are barriers that people put up because they've grown up to believe that sex or experimenting with intimacy is a shameful thing. I help men and women all over the world to release these mental blocks, sexual blocks. In the UK, many people find it difficult to talk about sex. I know I did. And I thought, Nicola, you can't be a relationship specialist and not talk about sex. That would be ridiculous. So I had to learn and get out of my own comfort zone. I remember dating someone in my 20s and I said to them, you know, let's talk about our sex life. And he was like, Nicola, we're British. We don't do that. He just felt so uncomfortable. And then I thought that I'm weird and I'm bad to want to talk about it. Working in Dubai, I work with people from all over the world. And some people talking about sex in certain nationalities, it's just like talking about what flavor coffee do you want at Starbucks. It's just like no big deal. It's all about what we grow up with. I remember when sex came on the TV, my parents would be like, cover your eyes, turn off the screen. And we weren't allowed to uncover our eyes until the scene was over. Sometimes it would be like, right, we're flipping the channel. And sometimes it was just a naked body, not even sex. So what we grow up with can really affect how open we are and how our sex life is in the future. And I will be creating a new podcast coming up soon about people who are asexual, who have never really been interested in sex. And they make up a very small percentage of the population. However, it can be really difficult if you find yourself asexual, you're just not into sex, and you're in a relationship with someone who does really want a great sex life and does really want sex with you and you're not into it. And it can also be very difficult if you're in a relationship with someone who's refusing to have sex with you because they're just not a sexual person. So that will be coming up in the future. So of course, please do subscribe to the show and keep on listening. I also wanted to take this opportunity to let you know that I've just released a brand new training based on my 12 years experience helping people all around the world with relationship problems, low self-esteem, anxiety, depression, and so much more. It's also got about my own journey and how I've overcome some major struggles in my life. It's a limited time only special training that will show you how to change your own life, skyrocket your happiness, and if you have a passion to help others, if you would love to have your own full-time or part-time business from home, helping people to change their lives and making a difference, then it will also show you how to make that happen, how to create your dream business. And if you've already got your dream business, helping other people, how to expand that and grow that. I'm going to put the link along with the show. You can also find it on my website and on my personal Facebook profile. And this training is only available for the next few weeks because I can only have so many people watching the training every quarter. So if this calls to you, act now, watch the training, and start to change your own life and help others do the same. So as I've discussed, there are many benefits to having an orgasm, many benefits to having great pleasurable sex. And my advice to you would be to start exploring what are your sexual desires by yourself and how you like to be pleasured and what you would love to happen in your sex life, and then sharing that with your partner. If you would like any further support on how to release any blocks or trauma, how to enhance this area of your life, how to enjoy sex more yourself, or you want to find out about my two hypnotherapy programs, one for men, one for women, then do reach out to me, nb@nicolabeer.com. And please do join the Facebook group if you are on Facebook and you would like to connect with me more personally, then you can find me by searching Nicola Beer Relationship Advice. From my heart to yours, thank you so much for listening. Wishing you an amazing day ahead.
Thanks for listening to the Relationship and Wellness Podcast with Nicola Beer. If you are interested in finding out more about becoming a holistic life therapist, would like to get Nicola's mentorship directly, or check out the award-winning audio programs, visit www.nicolabeer.com today. Subject to availability, a waitlist may apply.